You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello there, and welcome to show number 8 of the Business Mix. It's January 25, 2006, and we're coming to you from the sunny Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. On today's show, we'll be looking at three things. Number one, we'll be looking at some strategic decisions by companies over the past couple of weeks, including Pixar being purchased by Disney and Google buying a radio ad company. And we'll have a look at the possible strategy behind those moves. Also give an example of our own strategic thinking and how we implemented that some strategic decisions in view of what we want to achieve in the next little while. We'll also talk about how to get great links to your website and the importance of getting great links to your website. Getting good quality links leading to your website can increase your search engine rankings through the roof. It really can make that much of a difference and result in hundreds, if not thousands, of new visitors per month. And finally, we'll finish off the show by looking at the two things you need for a great marketing plan. I've had a client this morning I spoke with a client who was making the classic mistake with his marketing, and we'll go through what the mistake is and the really simple and easy two ways that you can avoid it. So let's get started with reviewing the strategic decisions and looking at how strategy impacts on your business and on other people's business. You may have read on the internet or in the local newspaper that Disney have acquired Pixar. Pixar is the company that Steve Jobs of Apple fame had quite a bit to do with. And Disney have acquired the company for something like $7.4 billion. That is an enormous amount of money. Just enormous. Now, Disney have picked up not only the animation of the company, but importantly, it's a strategic move for Disney. Disney, as you would probably be aware, is a very large producer of video content. Pixar are terrific animators with computer animation, and Disney have picked up that, obviously, that technology and the skill there and their back catalogue of products. Now, the interesting part of the deal was that Steve Jobs of Apple fame, who's involved with Pixar, has moved on to the Disney board. So here we have a company closely aligned with Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs owns Apples, which have iPods Nano, and iPods Nano can play video. Disney produced an enormous amount of video. So will we see Disney and Apple getting together and creating video content for Apple iPods? That's one of the decisions that they'll need to be looking at over the next little while. Obviously, they'll want to gain the biggest benefit from their purchase, and that may be one way of doing it. Now, obviously, that's a strategic decision for Disney in buying Pixar, and they're looking at their strategy over the next, I don't know, 5 or 10 or 20 years and seeing how best they can deliver their video content to their customers, because that's what they do. That's what they're about, developing video. Also noticed that Google bought a radio ad company called DMARC Broadcasting a couple of weeks ago. This is a company that develops ads and has the technology to track ads so you can listen when your ads are being played and how long for, and a few other analytical bits of information. The interesting part about the purchase is, what's Google going to do with it? Well, my guess is that Google AdWords is such a hugely profitable part of the Google company, is that in the future, Google AdWords will be enabled to play audio. Imagine if you've got your AdWords there when on your search engine results, and you've got an audio icon for the advertiser. You hit the audio icon on the ad, and you listen to a 10 or 15 or 20 second message from the advertising company. What a great way to bring in another one of the sensors in and provide the listener or the viewer or the visitor with some extra information. Could that be why Google's bought the radio ad company? Perhaps. I mean, obviously only time will tell. But these decisions by both Disney to buy Pixar and Google to buy a radio ad company are obviously long-term strategic decisions based on what they see is going to happen in the web in the future. On a slightly smaller note, Disney bought Pixar for 7.4. I think Google purchased the ad company for 1.2 billion was one of the figures I heard bandied around. On a slightly smaller note, here at Tailored, we've put on Tina, who's an audio and video specialist, and we've done this because we see video and audio as being a large part of our future in the web. With increased broadband penetration, more and more people have broadband, more and more people can listen to video and audio. Google Video have just released their player, and a huge selection of video content. Is there potential for us to put video on our clients' websites? You bet your life there is. And can we produce the content? Certainly we can do that. And with our new employee, we'll be able to do that very effectively and efficiently and provide our customers with some cutting-edge technology. That's pretty much the same reason we do this podcast. We do it to increase our technical level of expertise. We do it so that we appear expert at producing podcasts, and after next week, this show is going to go to a different level in terms of the technical prowess behind the scenes, along with the scripting. It's going to be a much tighter show. And also, this podcast also puts us out there as being cutting edge and really showing that we know what we're doing in terms of technology on the web. We know how to best utilize technology on the web, because the way this podcast plays, where you can hit the flash player on tailoredpodcast.com, is a fantastically effective way to listen to the podcast. You can also download into your MP3 player, of course. But both of those things are pretty cutting-edge technology, so it's looking good. Every decision you make about your business is a strategic decision. Hey, do I get an office now? How do I do my marketing? What sort of advertising will I do? How will I position the business within the marketplace? Will I be the high-priced consultant, or will I be the low-priced product where we work on volume? Strategic decisions affect your business each and every day, and it's important to identify how best to use your strategic decisions to build your future. So when big companies like Google buy a radio ad company or Disney buy Pixar, then have a look at what their strategy is about, and it's quite often a longer-term strategy for the main objective of growing the company. Okay, next we'll look at links to your website and how important links are to your website. Well, I'll tell you how important they are. They're almost critical in developing a website to achieve high search engine rankings. And a good quality link to your website can result in much, much higher rankings and hundreds, if not thousands, of new visitors per day or per week or per month, depending on the volumes that you do. Now the question is, why do links to your website increase your rankings? Well, basically works like this. The search engines basically see a link to your website as a vote for your website, a vote of confidence. So if 100 people link to my website and only 2 people link to my competitors, the search engines will look at that and go, hey, there's 100 websites that link to Brennan's website. That must be good. We'll give it an extra 10 points in the rankings. Hey, only 2 link to Joe Blogg's website, so we'll only give that an extra point. That's pretty much how it works. It gets a little bit more technical than that, of course. The search engines look at a whole range of factors about the links coming into your website. The big 3 are these. Number 1 is anchor text. What is the wording that links over to your website? If you've got an accommodation booking website and the wording that links over to your website is accommodation booking, then the search engines will look at that and they'll say, hey, the website's about accommodation booking, and the word that links over from this website to the accommodation booking website is accommodation booking. Then the search engine goes, that's fantastic. This must really be about accommodation bookings. So we'll give it a boost in our search engine ranking so it's up near the top, because it's obviously relevant for what it's about. So if somebody searches for accommodation booking, this site will appear up there. The other thing the search engine look for, and when I say another thing, they look at probably 20, 30, 40 different factors in terms of the links to your website. Another thing is reputation. So my tailored.com.au website has got a good reputation in terms of the search engines. The site's been around for a while. It's a fairly authoritative site. It hasn't got a lot of links outgoing from it. There's no link farming about. We go off and we just get reciprocal links with another website to boost up our rankings. So the search engines look at all that and say, hey, there's a website here, Brendan Sinclair, well, tailored.com.au that links over to joblow.com. The Tailored website is a well-respected website. It's got a high search engine rank. It's got a high page rank. It's a quality site. It's updated every single day. So that's a good quality site. So this link is more valuable because of all those things. Now, if you get a link to your website from the site that's been around for 2 days, hasn't got any content, and really is of no interest to anybody, then that link is worth much less than a link from an authoritative site like the tailored.com.au site. I don't want to make it sound like my sites are the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it's just an example. The next thing they'll look for is relevancy in the link. So if I have a website about bananas and I link over to an accommodation booking website, then the search engine is going to look at that and go, hey, there's really no relevancy here. What is this site doing linking to the accommodation booking website? But if I've got a holiday destination website and I link over to the accommodation booking website, the search engines will look at that and go, okay, I can understand this connection. These sites are related in relevancy and thus will be of more interest to a viewer, because if the viewer is coming to this website about yellow bananas and seeing a link there for accommodation booking, that's really of no use to them. But if they go to a holiday destination website and then see where they can actually book it and link over to that site, that's a great way for the visitor to get around the website a little more. And that's what search engines are about. They're about giving quality content to their visitors so the visitors come back and use their website, their search engine. Okay, so I've talked about how links are good for your website and how they increase your rankings, and three of the main factors, I guess, three of the fairly important factors that search engines look for. Now let's have a look at how you can get links to your website. Number one is naturally. That is, because you've got a great quality website, people link over to it to tell their friends about it or to show their site visitors. There's lots of ways to achieve that. Obviously, fresh content, new content, controversial content, useful tools, information that's not available anywhere else, unique information. Okay, that's probably the best way to get links, is have a great site. Another way to do it is you can just simply ask your site visitors, please link over to us. It helps our search engine rankings, or we appreciate your support. Here's some great tools. Feel free to link to us. That's a great way to do it. Reciprocal linking is another way, and it's not so great. It's not bad, but it's not so great. That's where you go off to a website and you say to the owner, hey, you link to my site, I'll link to your site. And what people generally say is, you link to my site, I'll link to your site. The search engines will give us a bit of a boost. Pretty much that used to be good, but these days it's really not that beneficial anymore. You're much better off getting one-way links to your website because it's a great quality site. You can also get links from things like directories, like the Yahoo directory, and that counts a little for your search engine optimization and will increase your rankings, but it's much better if you do it naturally. Another way, some people buy links from high page rank sites or highly respected sites, and they can pay good big money for a link from that site to their site, and they pay good money because a link can be a really important component of the search engine ranking process. One way that we've used in the past that's been effective to increase the number of links to our website is through article distribution. We've written articles, we distribute them out to other websites on the web, and as part of the contract to republish that article, the person has to provide a link over to our website at the bottom of the article. So it might be, this article is by Brendan Sinclair. Visit Brendan's marketing, media and web company website over at www.tailored.com.au. Now that's a really effective way to do it because, number one, the articles get read and they're of interest to people and they're useful. And number two is that it's a one-way link, usually from a fairly authoritative site. It's a site with good content on it, such as articles. So that's how you get great links. That's why you certainly get great links. And I've told you a little bit about how links work in terms of reputation and anchor text and all of those things. And for more information, visit the tailoredpodcast.com show notes, and we'll put up more information about where to find out how to link and why to link and who to do it with and all the rest. Now the last thing we're going to talk about today is how to develop a great marketing plan. I was sitting in a meeting with a client today and were talking about his marketing plan, and in the end I've had to say, okay, what we're talking about here is the wrong way to go about your marketing plan. This client's been a client for a while, and what he wanted to do with a new part of his business was very much just piecemeal marketing. Hey, how about we try this? Then he'd go off and do that. Hey, why don't we do this now? Try that, wouldn't work. How about we do this now? That's the wrong way to attack your marketing plan. Two things you need for your marketing plan. Number one, you need an objective. What's the marketing plan going to achieve? What sales am I going to generate? What income am I going to generate from this? So that's number one, the objective. The second thing your marketing plan needs is a budget. How much have you got to spend on it? Because once you have those two things, you can then develop an integrated plan, and that's the key word, an integrated plan, so that everything locks together. An integrated marketing plan to achieve your objectives. For example, you might do cold calling, direct mail, and a PR strategy all at the same time. If your PR strategy works and your direct mail works, then when you do the cold calling, people will have already heard about you, much more likely to take your calls, much more likely for you to set up a meeting if lead generation like that is the objective of their campaign. So the biggest mistake I see is that companies do their marketing piecemeal. You've got to sit down and plan it out and develop an integrated approach to ensure that your marketing facilitates exactly what you want it to facilitate. Because if it's not integrated, if it's just a slapdash piecemeal marketing plan, then it'll almost certainly fail. Because number one, you don't allocate the resources as well as you should, because you can't really measure it, because the things you're doing are hasty and the things that you're doing aren't quite right for what you want to achieve. So take the time to develop your integrated marketing plan. Sit down, go, okay, I'll do online advertising, I'll do pay-per-click, I'll do some search engine optimization, I'll also do some online PR, I'll do some offline PR, I'll direct mail my key targets, and that'll be it for this month. For next month, I'll do parts of that, and I'll also develop some advertising strategies within the niche market within my local city, whatever it happens to be. So that's the important thing. Okay, so in today's show, we've had a look at strategy and how it can impact on your business and why every decision you make about your business really is a strategic decision. We've had a little look at why Disney bought Pixar. They bought that asset for the skill, the animation ability, obviously, and obviously there's some potential there in the future to get their content in front of a lot of other people through their relationship with Steve Jobs from Apple. Google bought a radio ad company. Are Google AdWords going to be audio enabled in the future? Keep that in mind if you're a Google AdWords advertiser, because with little tips like this, you could get ahead of the market and you could start developing audio, just like we are, because we see audio and video as being a huge part of the internet in the future. And what we want to do is develop our skills, obviously, like we're doing by doing these podcasts and showing that we're technically adept and that we're at the cutting edge of technology. And we obviously also think it's going to work and going to help our websites sell more and be more effective at what they can do. Then we've had a look at how you can get great links to your website and why you want great links, because your search engine ranking will go up when you get great links to your website. And we've had a look at what constitutes a good link. That's great anchor text from a quality website and a website that's relevant for your market. And we've seen how you can get those links naturally, reciprocal. You buy them through article distribution or through submitting your website to directories. Then finally, we've had a look at what makes a great marketing plan. You need two things, always remember, two things for your marketing: your objective and your budget. As a marketing consultant, I'd say probably 90% of my clients don't have either of those things. They quite often have a vague objective, but almost never have a budget. They'll always say, oh, we're not really sure, what do you think it should cost us? And I can certainly, suggest what it will cost them, but it's much, much better if they have a budget in their head and a willingness to spend that money to achieve their results. So that's all for today's show. I hope it's been of interest. Next show will be the first one with Tina on board. And I'll really put the pressure on by saying, hey, next week should be a lot better than what we've been. It will be scripted. It will be tight. It will be organized. It will be more creative. and we'll spend a bit more time on the editing and putting it all together. So I really look forward to you tuning in for our next show in what will be our best ever. There's some pressure for you, Tina, if you're listening in. As always, if you've got any feedback, we'd love to hear it. Contact us on the tailoredpodcast.com website. All our details are there on the Contact Us page. And, of course, you can always contact us on Skype. Our username is Tailored. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, take care and all the best.